Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sabres 5, Penguins 2. Another win for the Sabres on the road in Pittsburgh. This is the Paul William Belts post-game show, brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney. Joe DiBiase sitting in for Brian Koziol tonight. We will have Ralph Krueger for you. We'll have your blue and gold locker room reports. Our man Pat Melicaro is in the locker rooms at the PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh. We'll go through the final stats of the game, and we'll bring you the three stars and some of the highlights as well from the Sabres win in Pittsburgh. Your calls at 803-0550. Big moments in the NHL this afternoon as well. Alex Ovechkin reaching a milestone, so we'll give you an update around the league as well. You know, third period, I said it in the intermission report that I just thought that you had to play more aggressively. You could not be back on your heels like they did for much of the second period and win this game. And I thought Pittsburgh really came out. They come out with a bang in the third period. I thought that they were playing really well in the first couple of minutes, but Sabres responded pretty nicely, and they end up being able to get enough goals. Jeff Skinner scores in the third period, his first goal since December 2nd. 12th of the season. It's been a long time for Jeff Skinner, and hopefully that bursts the dam a little bit, and we can get more from him coming up over the course of the rest of the season. He's at 12 on the season. Could get to a nice round number like 20. If you can get somewhere in the 20s, then maybe you won't look back on this season and think of it too poorly for Jeff Skinner. Certainly a great pass on the play by Marcus Johansson. He started the game on a line with Curtis Lazar and Michael Frolik. Not a surprise to me that he gets a little bit of an opportunity with Marcus Johansson, a playmaker who he's spent a lot of time this season with, of course. But a great pass by Johansson on Skinner cutting to the net, and he's able to put that one through. Let's give you the shots on goal, brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, to the Misfits, Black Sheep, and Screwballs Peanut Butter Whiskey. 43-26 in favor of the Penguins in this one. They really did, I thought, control the final two periods. The third period was maybe a little more even than the second was, but sustained pressure from the Penguins throughout the final two periods, and a great night from Carter Hutton. A great bounce back game from Carter Hutton after a very poor performance in Ottawa. He came out strong. He improves to 5-0 in his career in Pittsburgh against the Penguins. So a good night for him. We're going to make him our high-impact player of the game. High-impact player of the game brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. Hutton dialed in. There was a slap shot from Crosby in the third period that he makes a great glove save on. He was tracking the puck really, very well. And even like the couple of goals he lets in, he didn't really get a lot of help from the blue line in front of him. The first Malkin goal in the second period, Jake McCabe goes down after a turnover by Henry Okiharyu. And that's a tough one for Hutton on Evgeny Malkin there. And the second one, late in the third period, game was already out of hand. The puck's kind of floating around in there. You've got three Sabres all in the crease, not knowing where the puck is, and it goes behind all of them, and Malkin's able to pick it up and go by. Jack Eichel was phenomenal in this game as well, but maybe should have made him the high-impact player of the game. The two power play goals, both were almost the exact same, weren't they? A wrist shot from the left face-off circle, just outside the left face-off circle, and he makes it look easy. I mean, just an incredible wrist shot, an incredible release, and Tristan Jarry, who's been phenomenal on the season, second in the NHL in save percentage, didn't even look like he had a chance, and it's just a wrist shot, a simple wrist shot from the faceoff circle. So a great job there by Jack Eichel to get the two goals on the night for him. Still interesting, I think, though, to track what might be going on with him, maybe injury-wise. It's noteworthy that he did not take a faceoff in this entire game. The final numbers for Sam Reinhart from the faceoff circle, 5 of 16. He wins 5 of 14. 5 of 14 draws, good for 35%. But he took 14 draws. Zero for Jack Eichel. So Sam Reinhart was the guy there. And we'll actually hear from Jack Eichel now. Here he is standing by with Pat Mellicaro.
Really like the response from yeah. the group after what happened Tuesday.
Yeah, it was great. I thought, I thought we came out hard. Thought we had a good start. Penalty kill was good. Hutz was stellar. Just thought we played really desperate, and we got rewarded. It's a really good team. It's a good way to play there. I thought, we smothered them. We back pressured. We played a good team game on the road.
This looked like a carbon copy of the first game of the season against these guys.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a really good hockey team over there, and I think when we come in here in this building, we understand what we're up against and the way we need to play, and I don't think we deviate from that, and I think that's what makes us successful. It's just, it's important that you come in with that same mindset no matter who you're playing or where you are. It seems like when we go on the road and play against some of these top teams in the league, we really respect the opponent and we respect our game, and I think we try and execute as well as we can. And you've seen that with some of our good road wins this year.
When they called the timeout, that almost helped you guys a little bit. Maybe just take a step back and really focus on continuing to play your game.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lead the other night. We had a good start in Ottawa, and we let some points go. So. We had talked about it and talked about that that same position. Obviously, we were up again, and I thought we did a good job just sticking with our game, not giving them too many opportunities. And, Hutz made some really, really timely saves for us.
How nice was it to see Jeff get back on the board?
Yeah, it was huge. Yeah, I mean, he seems like he was all over it tonight, and he had a couple good chances. So it's really big for our team.
It's a really rough game physically.
It's
just always responding.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, they're a skilled team, so you need to take their time and space away. Play physical. I thought our D were fantastic with their gaps and stepping up and trying to take the time and space away. They got some really good players over there, so it's good to see. It was good to see the physical aspect of the game come out and us stand up for each other.
This type of game, one that really shows that you guys are a much different team than you were a year ago.
Yeah, of course. I mean, a year ago, I don't think we would have had an effort like that in this situation, and. I think we've all grown up a little bit. It's just about that consistency. Obviously, we play again tomorrow at 3, and it's important to just come back with another great effort.
That's Jack Eichel on the post game. Joe, back to you.
Thank you, Pat. Our Blue and Gold Locker Room Reports delivered by Speed Global Services, around the corner or around the world. Speed delivers. Visit speedgs.com. Back to the room. Here's Jeff Skinner.
Even though early on you had a chance in the second period, was it good to get the goal on the deflection there?
Yeah, it's been a while for me, obviously, and whenever it's been a while, it's nice to get one. So, but just happy I could contribute to the win.
It seemed like an overall team effort today. Even when they threw some big hits, you guys responded and you guys fed off that.
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously Larry's line there with the start kind of getting us going. I think it. Sort of set the tone, and I think it was a good all-around game. I think they had a couple of PPs and some chances where they could have grabbed momentum back, and I thought the PK did a great job of sort of stifling that, and obviously Hutsy back there was solid all night. So everyone contributed, which is nice.
The game started similar to Tuesday's, but what helped you guys kind of just build on it and then go the rest of the way?
I just think guys making good plays at big times. Obviously, sort of building off that first shift. I think that's a big thing. We were able to get another couple right away, and then I think they had a PP 3-0. I think, and that's a big PK. I think if they get one there, and I think the complexion of the game kind of takes on a different light, and we're able to kill that off, and again use that momentum from the kill to get back to our game 5-on-5, and continue in the right direction.
Do you like the way you guys responded after their first goal? I mean, it didn't seem like it changed anything for you guys. You kind of just stuck to your game and ended up paying off.
Yeah, I think we did a good job of sticking with it. I think the D did a great job up sort of all night sort of being up the ice and limiting their time and space in our neutral zone. It allowed us to get more sort of breakout opportunities instead of them carrying it in off the rush. And I thought even after that first goal, we were able to stay aggressive, and that was big for us.
What did you call the timeout
Jasper gets the 3-0, is that a rallying point for you guys to be like, hey, we got these guys on the ropes already?
I don't know. Maybe, I guess, if some guys feel that way. I think for most guys, I think you played enough hockey, you realize sort of what they're trying to do, and obviously we had quite a bit of momentum there, and they're trying to sort of regroup. But I think for us, you just try and focus on your game and know that they're going to come with a pushback like they did, and you have to try and sort of weather that storm, I think, especially on the road and against a good team with some dangerous players. And I thought we were able to do that pretty well.
When you score, do you feel relief? Do you feel excited? Like, what do you feel, I guess?
I feel pretty good. I don't know. I feel like I've scored a few times, and usually it feels pretty good. So I don't know. You can use relief, I guess, if that sort of fits the storyline because of how long it's been. But I don't know. I just feel happy that we got another goal and we're in the lead a little bit more.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Carter. Now
that's Jeff Skinner, and we're going to go right over here to Carter Hutton. So bear with us, Joe.
Oh yeah, I don't. A while ago.
From a defensive standpoint, do you feel like you guys were able to frustrate them a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was obviously just getting the leads. Nice, you know. They I think they get some chances. They got a pretty good hockey team over there, and you know, I think the difference today was penalty kill and power play. We held the edge there, and it's a difference in the game.
You really like the response, the way the group responded after what happened Tuesday night.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's tough. You know what I mean? It's this league. It's and everybody's good, right? So it's going to be tough nights. And if you don't bring your game, it's, you know, it's kind of feast or famine out there. So you got to really find a way to battle every night. And you know, I thought the guys responded here tonight. It was obviously a fun game, and you know, it's always a tough building to come into and play. They got a, you know, a lot of superstars over there. So it was a, you know, a fun game. And I think you know, big game for some young guys too. Gained some good experience playing against some high end players.
Puck tracking seemed to be excellent in this one. You're seeing a lot of shots. Is that big credit to the defense?
Yeah, you know, I think do a good job. You know, like they got a lot of, they make a lot of seam plays off the rush, and I think they're getting lots of stuff to the point and traffic and just battling too. I think a lot of guys, some key blocks and key plays, and you know, like I said, I think our penalty kill for us is kind of sets the tone defensively early there, and we get a big kill and the game's still really tight, and then from there we kind of get going.
Do you have any explanation why you match up so well against the Penguins here?
I don't know. I think I match up pretty well against the league. I've been playing for a long time, so I don't really think it's one team. I think it's just a matter of just battling no matter who I'm playing against, you know what I mean? Over my career, it's, you know, try to find that way to, I don't think there's like one certain team or something that I do good or bad against. I think those are stats that, like, you guys look into a lot more than I do.
Did you like the response from the team in front of you at certain times when the Pittsburgh would either play with an edge or big hits in front of you?
Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? It's one of those games. I think it was 3-0 when Hornquist hit Johansson too, and then, you know, that's when we had the penalty kill. And and then I think after that, like, Ristolainen was all over Hornquist the whole game. And, you know, I think later in the third there, Johansson hit him. So it was just kind of one of those pushback games, right? I think at that point, I played with Horny. I know how he plays. He understands they're down three. He's trying to set the tone and get something going. And I think our guys responded really well. And, you know, not by getting out of our realm, but just staying with it and playing a tough hockey game.
How heavy was the group for Jeff?
Yeah, it's great, obviously. It's, you know, at that one, you know, you have a, you know, three-goal lead against that team, it doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot, you know. So to make it five there is obviously a big relief, and I think for him just to get on the board, he's been getting chances, you know what I mean? It's one of those things that'll come, and he's a heck of a hockey player. He's been playing for a long time. It's just a matter of time before things start to go his way here. He works too hard not to.
Quick turnaround. How do you build off this one now?
Yeah, you just, you know, put on the rearview mirror here. I think just build off, you know, the good stuff, right? We got to take it one game at a time here. We're just trying to chip away, and you know, in the big grand scheme of things, it's, we got a lot of work to do, but right now we can just only focus like what's at hand here and just what's in front of us.
When they call timeout at 3-0, what goes through your head?
I think for me, just staying focused too. I think, you know, you look at last game where we had a 2-0 lead and it comes back and bites us. So just for me, just simplifying things, you know, just taking it. I honestly try to just break the game down, like, you know, shift by shift, you know, chance by chance. And you start looking at the, you know, 60 minutes, it can be a bit overwhelming at times. So I think the easier way of just like staying in the moment and present is for me is what brings the most success.
That's Carter Hutton on the post game. Joe, back to you.
Thank you, Pat. Those were our blue and gold locker room reports delivered by Speed Global Services. Around the corner or around the world, Speed delivers. Visit speedgs.com. We will have more from the locker room, we'll have coach coming up. So we'll stay tuned for that. We want to tell you now who the three stars of the game were, brought to you by Goya. If it's Goya, it has to be good. Jack Eichel, the first star with 2 goals on the night. He's up to 35 goals on the season after 2 tonight. He's on pace for 47 goals and 104 points. So maybe a bit of a 50-50 chase here. Maybe Eichel could, if he continues along this rate and he adds a couple more in, could get to 50 goals. And I believe he'd be the first 50-goal scorer since at least the 90s. And I don't have the top of my head, but it's probably LaFontaine or McGillney, I would presume. But yeah, what an incredible number that would be. Carter Hutton, the second star on the night, 41 saves. I thought he was tremendous. I thought that it was a huge bounce-back performance from him from the game in Ottawa. And then the third star of the game, Evgeny Malkin, 2 goals on the night. I thought he did. He definitely contributed to making this game as chippy as it was, though. Of course, I think what started it all off, even the Letang-Girgensons hit, I don't think really started it off. Because you even saw after the reaction on that play. Like, Letang's not, doesn't have any dirty intentions there. I think he's just trying to hit him there. All right, back to the locker room. Down to the arena. Here's Ralph Kruger.
Did you like the response? I mean, you guys get up early and you don't really, it's not a repeat of Tuesday night, right?
Well, that was, you know, Tuesday's long gone. We really just came in here, regrouped, and tried to get back to what we've been doing in the games before, and just really pleased with the 4-line 60 goaler goaltending effort all the way through the lineup. Everybody contributed today, and yeah, it's an excellent reaction in a very tough building to react in, and you know, we're really pleased with the way the game went.
You said it was taking a strong defensive effort. Do you feel like you really got that tonight or today?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they never stop coming at you. They never stop, you know, believing they can score, change a score. They, you know, they're not daunted by a 3-0 hole, and you could feel that in their game. And it was important for us to psychologically just stay with the game today. I thought after the 1-3 goal, there was a short little moment of wavering, but we quickly got back to our game, and that was probably the critical moment of the game, was that we shut them down after the 1-3 and just got back to what we needed to do without the puck. The pressure was great all night long. Everybody working for each other. You know, we spread the minutes out like probably no game this season. And, you know, overall, just a really good team effort. But more than anything, defensively, and the offense just profited and grew out of the structure that we showed tonight.
How much of that was Carter's play, especially in the first period on the save on Crosby?
Yeah, I mean, we were trading chances through the first 2 periods. It was about even chances. And so, of course, a big compliment goes out to Carter Hutton. You know, we're up 3-1 instead of down. And, you know, we created a lot of chances. We could have had a few more, too, possibly. But, of course, Carter made some critical saves at the right moment. Excellent penalty killing today, which is really hard against Pittsburgh, one of the best power plays in the league. And overall, the specialty teams stepped up after a very disappointing specialty team game in Ottawa. I thought that was definitely a big step up for us. But Carter is our most important penalty killer and played an outstanding game tonight.
Jack didn't take a faceoff today. Is that related to the maintenance day he received on Thursday?
Yeah, I mean we you know, there's really no conversation around it. I mean we know that Jack had a maintenance day, and we know that It's that time of year, and we're just playing it safe. And you know, we got Sam, who can take draws really well, and Curtis, but Jack's fine. Jack's feeling good, and we're pleased that him and Oki were back in here today.
How happy was the group that Jeff finally got a goal?
Yeah, they were really celebrating. I mean, this group really cheers for each other. You could see the faces, Jeff's beaming, but everybody else too, and cheering loud. So let that be the beginning of some momentum for him. Yeah, I mean, we've been tested, and we've got a lot of road hockey coming up here, and we enjoy playing on the road, and we're not afraid of it, but we weren't getting the results we should have earlier in the season. So I think, you know, these road games here, especially in New York and now here in Pittsburgh, are games that we need to build on as we go west for 5 games now. And, you know, we've got the home game against Winnipeg, then 4 more in the Western Conference. We definitely need to be ready to play physical. And we know teams will be coming at us, so the reaction today was excellent. We can be physical and push back as a team, and we'll you know, we'll definitely take that with us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ralph.
Have a good trip home. Yeah.
All right, there is Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger. His press conference brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney. He did not want to say why Jack Eichel did not take any faceoffs today. You could definitely tell that from Ralph Krueger there. All right, that's going to do it for our network affiliates. So to all of you along the Buffalo Sabres radio network, we are going to say good night to you, or I should say good afternoon to you. It's only 4 o'clock. Next up, tomorrow. We'll talk to you tomorrow when the Sabres play the Winnipeg Jets. For those of you sticking with us on WGR Sports Radio 550 in Buffalo or on the radio.com app, we'll go through the highlights of the game when we return, go through some of the final stats of the game as well. Joe DiBiase in filling in for Brian Koziol on the Paul William Belts post-game show, brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network, brought to you by the Fallsview Casino Resort, Niagara Falls, Canada.
The following is a presentation of Radio.com. This has been a presentation of Radio.com Sports, presented by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans.
Out to the corner to Reinhardt. Now to Eichel, takes the shot, scores! Eichel with a bullet to the short side, and the Sabres have a 3-0 lead on the power play.
That was Jack Eichel's first goal of the game, his 34th of the season, making it 3-0 in the first period. Going to make that our goal of the game, brought to you by Revive Spine Center. Our only goal is getting you back to you. Let's go through the highlights of the game. Our moments of the game, brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Picking things up in the third period, Sabres going into the third with a 3-1 lead. 5 minutes, 39 seconds into the period, Jeff Skinner finally breaks his goal drought with his 12th of the season.
Angelo is chasing him. It comes to center ice. Johansson in over the Penguin line. Johansson flipped a shot. He scores! Jeff Skinner was camped in front of the net, got a piece of it, I believe, and Buffalo has upped its goal lead to 3-4-1 count.
Skinner assisted by Marcus Johansson and Michael Frolik. Johansson was, I mean, his pass makes the play there. Skinner cutting to the net, nice saucer pass, good redirection, but it started with a great pass by Johansson. About 7 minutes later, Sabres make it a 5-1 lead. Jack Eichel, another kind of sloppy power play, but Eichel's shot, man, it's the cheat code. His 35th of the season on the power play.
Dahlin has Eichel open, gives it to him, top of the circle. Eichel shoots one, scores! Yep, that's Monster Jack, all right. He wrestled that one home, and Buffalo has a 5-1 lead on the power play.
I say we've dropped the freaky monster, the freaky part of it from Jack. He's just the monster.
I like
Jack
freaky, Eichel, honestly.
I like freaky monster too. Yeah, Eichel from Ristolainen and Dahlin. Dahlin ups his point streak to 6, by the way, and he has 16 points in his last 17 games. So Dahlin piling up the points as of late. And then Evgeny Malkin would make it 5-2 later on, his second of the game, 20th of the season, assisted by Patrick Hornquist, who, by the way, those two guys, they were the ones stirring everything up, it seemed. Malkin was running around, Hornquist with a big hit on Johansson. Johansson was trying to hunt down Hornquist a bunch of times, and he did get the better of him once in the middle. And that's your final score, 5 for the Sabres, 2 for the Penguins. Sabres improved to 28-25-8 on the season. Quick check of the standings while we're mentioning what the Sabres' record is. They are now 8 points back of the Toronto Maple Leafs with a game in hand still. So they're in the same spot they were going into Ottawa. I'm not really checking the standings all that often. You might be, so there's that for you. They're also 6 points, by the way, behind the Florida Panthers. No games in hand on them. Final stats of the game, presented by Strategic Financial Solutions. Love where you work. Strategic Financial Solutions. One stat that I found noteworthy among the Sabres players tonight. Ralph Kruger, very balanced deployment of his players. Only Brandon Montour played over 20 minutes of even strength ice time in this game. The only other player to break 20 minutes at all was Rasmus Ristolainen, and he led the team with 23 minutes and 13 seconds. Something that's going on with Jack Eichel. Ralph Kruger did not want to answer it in that press conference. It might be minor. It probably is minor. He's out there. He's ripping wrist shots. He's scoring two goals. But zero faceoffs in this game. Only played 18 minutes and 30 seconds of ice time, which is a lot less than we've grown accustomed to from Eichel as of late. Part of that, of course, could be the fact they were up big in the third period. But something interesting may be going on with Eichel. It'll be something to monitor going forward, whether it's a wrist injury, something that would assumingly limit him from taking faceoffs. So we'll keep you updated on that. All right, that's going to do it for the Paul William Belts post-game show, brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney. We will talk to you next. Tomorrow afternoon, Sabres hosting the Winnipeg Jets for a 3 p.m. puck drop. That'll be a 2 o'clock pregame starting here on WGR. Our thanks to Pat Malacaro, our in-arena reporter tonight. Thanks to TJ Luckman, our producer on the game as well. Final score in Pittsburgh, Sabres 5, Penguins 2. This has been Joe DiBiase on the postgame show on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.